I presume that Elon Musk is still the world's richest person. He certainly was after the close of the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. Tesla's share price went up by 7.9%, and that put Elon Musk's worth at $194.8 billion, George. So, George, multiply, sort of do rough calculation, 200 times 14, that's 2,800 million billion trillion rands is what Elon Musk is worth. He's worth nearly 10 billion rand more than Jeff Bezos of Amazon. Tato Mashiqa is with us now, portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Tato, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I wish I were better friends with Elon Musk. That's how I am. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. Suppose we can at least get some solace from the fact that he hails from South Africa. That must count for something, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's paper money. It's share value, and shares can go up and shares can go down. And there are a lot of people who are saying that Tesla is ridiculously overvalued. Would you be one of them?
Well, if you had to go by the fundamentals, then you can't arrive at any other conclusion. But of course, we know that markets aren't always driven by fundamentals. There are a lot of other factors at play. And it would be a very brave man to take a bet against Tesla at this stage, despite what the numbers may in fact say. The share price is up 800% over a 12-month period. Its market cap is now greater than all the other car companies on the planet combined, which I suppose does give one pause for thought, even if you're not really into markets and don't look at these things on a regular basis. You do have to ask yourself, well, can one car company really be worth more than all the other traditional car companies combined? But again,
keeping in mind that Tesla delivered 500,000 cars last year, which is again a fraction of what the other car companies, fraction of even what one of the bigger car companies delivers.
That is true, and I suppose it's always the other side of the debate being that, well, Tesla is delivering more than what people did expect, which technically was true. It wasn't expected that they would reach that 500,000 mark in 2020. And so some may now optimistically extrapolate going forward what sort of growth rates they'll achieve in future. But even still, you'd have to assume that one day Tesla controls 99% of the electronic vehicle market, which is highly unlikely. And then even then, current valuations don't exactly look cheap. But of course, that's not to downplay the achievements of Tesla or Mr. Musk from a technological and engineering perspective.
And he doesn't really seem to care, Tato, about money. Apparently, his tweet when he was told that he was now the richest man in the world was, how strange. Well, back to work. he's not motivated by money. He's not motivated by acquiring material things. He apparently lives relatively simply by comparison with some of the other very wealthy people on these lists, and he's driven by this ambition. I don't know how you develop an ambition living and growing up in Pretoria that you're going to create cities on Mars, and that's what he wants all of this money for.
Well, I suppose the first part of realizing that ambition was maybe to move to another city aside from Pretoria, somewhat closer to Mars perhaps, but I guess what you say is true, but I think for a lot of entrepreneurs who are, on the cutting edge of disruptive technology, money really isn't the driving factor. Now, I mean, not to say that no one cares about money. Of course, I think everyone cares about a certain standard of living, which they want for themselves and their families. But beyond a certain point, it becomes more about legacy and achievement and success and fun, which I think once you perhaps cross the $1 billion mark, there's not really anything that you cannot buy with $1 billion, and so it's not really about you know, making money for those reasons. And whether it's Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, or any of the other billionaires in the technology industry, yeah, or in other
Dorsey
industries.
Or Zuckerberg, yeah, or whoever, yeah. And exactly. Biden's going to be good for Elon Musk, because the Democratic administration is going to be far more interested in green energy and electric cars and the battery storage solutions that Tesla and Musk are building. So the next 4 years are potentially very good to him.
Potentially, yes. That's assuming that Biden will be able to pass that legislation through. Now, the Democrats did win those two runoff seats in Georgia, so the Senate is split 50-50, but there can always be breakaway senators, and we know that the Democratic Party is split between the centrists and the leftists, and some of the centrists, especially those who hail from the southern states, would not be too keen to be seen as moving too far to the left, because their voters wouldn't find that palatable. So as far as the Green New Deal is concerned, it's still unclear. It depends on, I suppose, to what extent or how ambitious it's made out to be. So we'll still have to wait and see. But as far as Tesla is concerned, yes, obviously the U.S. is a core market for them, but so is Europe and so is China. And China is the largest market in the world for EVs. And so what happens in China is potentially more important for Tesla than what happens in the US.
Tato Moshiko, thanks very much for talking to us. Tato is the portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. I mean, it's just a staggering amount of money. George, can you conceive of, can you imagine this amount of money? $194.8 billion. Times that by 14, and then you get the number of rands that he could have in his bank account were he to sell his shares. Yeah, it's quite scary. It really is.